that across the board.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, hello, hello. It is another Wednesday, and we are here live and ready to discuss some things with you. Thank you for calling Amongst Friends, where you can get in on the conversation where we talk about love, life, and relationships. Not exactly in that order, but, you know, that's how we do it. But anyway, if you want to join in tonight, please call us at 760-683-2662. Tonight, we're going to be a little laid back tonight because we're going to talk about current events. What's going on? What are your views? How do you feel about this situation and that situation? Tonight, we have on the call Jeff, that dude, that's what he is.
H-U-M-P, feeling free, please help me.
You know what?
I'm dead.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have my lovely Heather.
Woohoo! Hey, everybody.
And then Joey will not be on the call tonight, fam, because guess what? Joey is preparing to get married this weekend.
Don't do it.
Right. So we're sending out a huge, huge shout out to Joey, you know, for his upcoming nuptials and all of that good stuff, and hope that everything goes well. So, to get started, tonight we're going to be talking about a couple of things. We're going to hit on the whole Aurora shooting. We're going to talk about the Jackson family. We're also going to talk about the Chick-fil-A and their stance and pulling, you know, people are pulling back their support from Chick-fil-A because of, you know, what they have stood up for. And then, you know, I'm going to talk about some regular old things. So, yeah. So now let's get into it about this Aurora shooting. Okay. Now, I don't necessarily want to talk about the shooting per se. I want to talk about an isolated event that took place because of the shooting. So apparently there's this story about this lady. She was there with her boyfriend with her two kids, a four-month-old and a four-year-old. And the shooting took place, and they were on the second level, and so when they heard the shots, the girl fell, you know, she covered her little girl who was 4 years old, and she looked over, and her boyfriend had their son. Well, he apparently jumped down out of the balcony. He said he got disoriented because he couldn't determine whether or not there were multiple shooters or whatever, and then he puts the baby down, gets up, runs out of the theater, jumps in his car, and speeds away. Now, mind you, the mother did get hit with some scrapple or something sharple or whatever you want to call it. So she got hit. But there
Shrapnel.
Okay, Heather, you know what it is. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so there was another guy who actually kind of covered them because she went after the baby when she saw him sitting over there by himself, could be trampled. But this guy gets a bullet. She goes to the hospital to get helped. Boyfriend comes back and says, "I know this is a bad time, but will you marry me?" And then she says yes. Isn't that just crazy?
That is absolutely appalling and crazy. However, I'm not shocked because she took a four-month-old to the midnight movie and a four-year-old. So she's crazy.
This is,
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, she crazy. And so is he. And two crazies ought to be together.
That is so romantic.
Okay, Steph, don't get sent to the corner early on in the game, okay?
In the face
How's that
of
romantic,
danger,
Jeff? Be serious.
In the face of danger like that, they still, their love, still.
What did he do, leave her and run to the jewelry store?
No, he burnt out.
Yeah, because if anything, it'd be one thing if he had jumped down and if he could get away and get to his car, he could have taken the baby and ran. It'd be different if they said he hid the baby in a trash can and ran to go get help or ran to go get her and the little girl. That's not what he did. He ran to his car. He could have at least taken the baby and put the baby in the car and come back to get her another child.
Okay, but then he don't just jump in the car for safety. This dude drives
pulls off.
My children are still in the theater.
Yeah, we got a problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Live, you can't make that right.
I can't make it right because it's real simple. She wasn't getting no ring no other way. She put in a lot of work to get to that point.
Are you serious,
she
Jeff?
She said yes. They're going to get married.
Are you serious?
Leave them alone. Let love be. Cue music.
Are you serious?
Fade to black. I'm dead serious. Y'all don't know what she went through to get him to that point where he
get him to the. Okay, first of all, I don't care about her getting him to any point. I mean, you had no thought about our family. It was all about you. So what happens when the going gets tough financially or the kids are driving you crazy? What, are you just going to walk out? Period?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, or if somebody breaks in the house, I mean, that's just what that says to me, that if a fire break out, you're going to make sure you get you out. That doesn't say you're going to be concerned about me or the kids. And that's a problem for me.
That's why ain't none of y'all, huh? I'm
What'd
with you,
say?
Bro. I said, that's why neither one of y'all is, huh? She getting hitched. She getting married. She happy. She said, yeah.
Well, please, get him off a rotation.
You know what she had on rotation in the car that night. All you gotta do is.
You know what, Jeff? I can't with you. I can't.
Anyway.
I can't.
Really?
Okay, so for those of you who are following the story, apparently the guy who did the shooting, he wasn't on his meds. And so they're now talking about him potentially using the, what do they call it, insane?
Insanity plea.
You're right, the insanity plea.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about that? Do y'all feel that should be something that they consider, or do you think that he should just be given the death penalty or life sentences and stuff like that?
Well, I think the first thing is that he's going to get a life sentence regardless. He's going to be institutionalized because at the end of the day, there's no way to make sure he takes his medicine other than having him institutionalized. And if he's of sound mind when he's on his medicine, then they're going to take that because that's going to keep him from death. But under no circumstances should he ever be free.
But it would appear that had he been on his medication, he would have been fine, because this is someone who was attempting to get his PhD.
No, he dropped out of the program back in May or June because he failed the test.
Oh, okay.
So and this is, a 5 or 7 year program, and this was just year one.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't as if he had gotten very far. But, I mean, most crazy folks are intelligent. You should know that.
Which, okay.
What'd you say, Jeff?
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I said, you know, need to know about that.
Oh, my goodness. See? And Heather, you want him to stay out the corner. Okay.
It's fading in the brain. Truth be told, though, the way our country is set up, that is something, the attorney consensus is something that his lawyers have that they can use to stop the courts or whatever from killing him for what he did. So, you know, with that in place, that is something that his lawyers probably will use. And like Heather said, he's going to be locked up for the rest of his life in one way or the other. So they're going to lock him up with pills, strapped to a bed, with him talking about Jesus is Puerto Rican. Or they're going to put him in Gen Pop, and he's going to be on, like, Oz 2 when it comes back on HBO. So it's, you know, that's just how it's going to be.
But I've also heard, you know, there's that conspiracy theory out that he had actual assistance in all of this, because they're saying that there's no way that he would have been able to get all of the ammo and the stuff that he had by himself. It's just not possible.
What do you mean he wouldn't have been able to get it?
He wouldn't have had access. I mean, like,
been able to order it?
To order it, to conceal it, all of that.
Well, what I think about that is, but somebody assisting him to order something has no idea what he's going to do with it. You're talking about somebody with a rifle could be going hunting.
Okay.
Now, the little semi-automatic gun that stuck, he could have gotten that on his own, but the other stuff were just like handguns and a rifle. And so if he was going hunting and he tells me to, oh, pick me up a box of ammo while you're in Walmart. Oh, you pick me up. Oh, pick me up some while you're in there. Give me 5 boxes because we're going on a camping trip for a week. Nobody would think much of that.
He was going hunting.
Right, but I'm trying to figure out where his neighbors and family are on this. Like, I haven't seen any talk of family or anything. And at 24, he's not paying for school on his own, I wouldn't think.
Maybe he was, and that was what was so frustrating.
Well, where's his mother, his father, friends?
They over there.
Yeah.
They over there somewhere.
I mean, it's something that only reason why I don't go with the whole insane plea, and this is my biggest issue, when you're crazy, you're totally crazy. And to me, it seems more convenient because crazy is not that calculated and that meticulous and that precise. Because in order for him to rig his apartment to keep anybody from going in it, he had to rig it in a way where he could get out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that took some effort. Loading the car, calculating what time you were going to be there, dyeing your hair. The police said when they arrested him, he told them he was the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to dye my hair so I look like the Joker. You know what I mean? It's like you're doing things in an order that makes sense and that bring the expected outcome or the goal. However, you're crazy.
Well, the Joker is crazy.
No, crazy in the sense that crazy at what they do, but that doesn't mean that he's not intentional.
Well, he's very much intentional.
Oh.
And so I just think to this, to that, what you say, Jai?
I was about to say, thank you, potential juror number 5. You may please step down of the box.
Oh, yeah, I know I would be excused. I would know in no wise be allowed to do it. But see, here's the thing. And this is, I mean, I know we're talking about this current event, but this is where our system is jacked. Because for the rest of his life, he can't be set free. Because he's a potential danger to society, but also because society is a danger to him. Because if they let him anywhere near loosen out, people are going to hurt him without fail. So, crazy can spend his day and night in jail.
Okay.
All right, well.
They have started having funerals, though.
I know Christian Bale showed up. Yeah, Christian Bale showed up. Christian Bale, the actor.
Oh, yeah.
Played Batman. He actually went out there, his own free will and everything. Not a publicity stunt, they say, anyway. But so we'll take him at that. He went out there to just, like, you know, lend his face to the healing process. I think that was a good thing on his part. I think that was really good. I'm glad he did that.
Well, yeah, I think that was good that he did it. I happened to be walking past the television this evening when that idiot on Fox News was on and basically saying that, you know, the studio or Warner Brothers needed to do more and give more money. And I don't think that this should turn into something where the movie, the studio, the actors, the theater, or anybody is held accountable for the actions of one person.
Yeah, not
and
at all.
I think that if people and folks can fall out and pass out whatever they feel, but if you have a hospital bill from this and you can't pay it, you have a bill like everybody else. Because had it been some thug on the street who shot you, you'd still have a bill. So just because it happened in the movie theater and it's related to the movie doesn't mean that everyone should start saying, oh, Warner Brothers ought to do this and the actors ought to do this and the movie theater ought to do that. I think that's crazy.
Okay, well, we have a caller on the line, so we will give his opinion or his comment or his question. So, Anthony from Maryland, what say you?
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to comment a little bit on that story because, you know, there's a couple of, I'm actually in school for social work and counseling. So
okay.
I think I'm going to follow this case a little bit because of that factor of the insanity plea. But they do have people already in prison that have dual diagnosis. They have, which means they either on some type of street drug and have a mental illness that are not placed in facilities. It's actually in prison.
Okay.
So I don't know if this guy, you know, if he's able to say, okay, well, I'm going to come to court, wear my hair orange or all these other psycho colors. And if that's going to be a case for him to say, you know, well, I'm going to be, you know, trying to put in for a plea for insanity. But the other thing is that was mentioned was the fact that he was a PhD student. He might not have finished it, But he, if I'm not mistaken, was he in, he was studying neuroscience, which covers the brain and how the brain functions and things of that nature, if I'm not mistaken. So you would have a little bit more insight on how to go through this process. And I think that's why they're saying whether or not the insanity plea is legitimate or false. And that's pretty much my comment.
What do you think it is, true or false?
I see a little bit that he probably could have some type of mental illness that could be controlled. He could have a schizophrenia that could be controlled with medication. But even if he is found to be mentally insane but competent to stand trial, then more than likely they're going to put him in prison. Either way, he's not going to be on the street. So you have people like Charles Manson, you have your folks out there, you know, folks that shot the president that's still locked up in D.C. now at St. Elizabeth for years. So one way or another, they're not going to be on the street because they're a danger to society. But I truly think he's crazy.
Now, here recently, one of the recent news on this, it says that the school, the University of Colorado, actually received a suspicious package that was delivered and sat unopened since July the 12th, where it had a notebook containing scribblings of stick figures being shot. That was apparently or could have been sent from the shooter.
It was sent by him.
So they're saying now that he kind of gave warning that he was going to. So it's premeditated. So if it was premeditated, then where does the insanity plea stand on that?
That just means he was crazy back then too.
Yep, and that more or less does open a door for those families who really felt victimized by this to go after probably that school, because if they had an inkling as to, you know, what their student, what was possibly going on with their student, and they did nothing, if, especially if they just opened the package, you said it was from April or July,
Well, no, he told the FBI about the package. It had his name and address in the return label.
So I'm just saying, little things like that, when people start pointing fingers, you know, they point fingers at, you know, the actual gunman, then they point fingers at the fact that, you know, he was giving off signals that something possibly was going down, and that school should have done at least take the necessary steps of having him talk to counselors, or maybe have him watched a little bit, try to get him into a, you know, some type of group session with somebody so they can basically, you know, monitor him a little bit. Maybe not, you know, like, not like put restraints on him to monitor him, but to monitor him a little bit so that if he is going off the deep end, they can at least step in and do something about it. So, you know, wrongful death suits, they are coming.
Right. Well, they're even saying that on June 25th, he filed an application to a private gun range in Colorado. And then the club owner got a voicemail from the shooter. And he said that it was bizarre, and he was saying something. I don't know exactly what he was saying, but he was saying it was heavy breathing, and he told his staff to watch out for the man. So if you get a call from some crazy, would you not report them to the police? You know, like...
No.
I mean, but if you, even if you did report, okay, my name is Joe Blow. I own the gun shop on Crosstown Street in Figueroa, and I got this call on my answering machine.
Well, I know you can't do anything about it, but, I mean, like, if he's ordering, like, all of these things, like, these, as much as the government watches people and people are put on lists for various things, so I purchase a gun on this day. Then on this day, I get the license for this thing, and on this day, I do this. And so with all of the laws, with the people who sell guns and the permits and stuff that you have to get, if you're warning your staff to be on the lookout, wouldn't you just put in a courtesy call to the authorities and say, hey, I mean, I know that there's really nothing that you can do, but, hey, I got a weird feeling about this dude.
No, do you know how many folks, how much work they would have to do if everybody who had a weird feeling about somebody called in?
Well, I'd rather you have a weird feeling than 12 people aren't dead.
But that wouldn't have stopped those 12 people from being dead.
Well, maybe it would have. Maybe the police would have looked at his something.
Mm-mm. No, the police would not have done anything. They said, thank you, sir, for this information. Has he committed a crime? Has he committed a crime towards you? Has he committed a crime towards anybody? You have the right to ban him from your facility. The police would not have done anything. And they don't have manpower or money to just send somebody out because you think somebody was weird. Because honestly, the police are probably like, no, you're weird for calling us. Tell them to stay away from your business.
Maybe that's
now,
the problem.
The type of service that you are talking about from the police force, that can come from Mayberry. But if you're talking about any city bigger than Mayberry,
it ain't happening, sweetie.
Okay, but Aurora is not that big.
Yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it's a major city.
Did you happen to see that the images from that night when they showed where the movie theater was in the vicinity of the actual city that it was in?
Yeah, no.
Well, that was huge.
Well, my bet. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. No, I did not.
I was about to say, you said your baby daddy was from there?
You know what, Jeff?
Oh, my.
Just kill the noise, all right? Just kill the noise. Always trying to start something.
I mean, it's not something that can be prevented. Apparently, the school received the package on a Saturday, as they normally do. Mail isn't sorted to Monday. And it does not say who the package was addressed to, and it was sent to the medical school. So if it comes to the university and then it's sent over to the medical school, depending on who he addressed it to, it wouldn't be delivered to anybody.
It should have went to campus police.
Why would they have gone to campus police? It was a normal package.
But it wasn't addressed to anybody.
No. I'm saying we don't know. I said we don't know who it was addressed to.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's just like I know, you know, people who get mail and don't go pick it up, and it sits in the mail room.
No, I'm about to call and say, look, this has been sitting too long. Either I'm a return to sender, or
but you wouldn't do that immediately.
It
would sit there. But the post office even holds it for 14 days. So nobody would have known that there was a bomb in there or that there was a notebook. And there was no pre-warning. I mean, I'm not reading or seeing anything where it says that he said he was going to the movie theater. It just said him showing killing people. But he's crazy, so I don't...
Well, see, but that's what I'm saying. If he doing that and it was addressed by him, hello, cuckoo, somebody needs to go and check him out. Somebody needs to pull him in and talk to him.
But nobody... Who's going to pull him in and talk to him? Do you know how many crazy people you're around every day that you don't pull in and talk to?
Jeff, we need to talk after the show.
See?
Oh, my goodness.
Point taken. I haven't talked to Jeff, so.
Yeah.
So I'll let it ride. Okay, so going on, let's talk about the Jackson family. What is going on? Like, what is happening? What's happened to the mama? I mean, because y'all, and she done left the house. She ain't been home in 10 days. She ain't calling the babies. What is going on?
First of all,
folks on Twitter talking about I want my grandmother to come home. Really?
Mm-mm. Something done happened, and we're not getting the full story.
And then the whole Janice slapping her, and now there's videos and stuff like that. It's like, really? So who's videoing? I mean, okay, here you have a child who has gone out, and she's now on Twitter, you know, letting the world see. Who thinks to video? Who thinks to do that?
First of all, this is, when you get to the root and the bottom of it, those kids are worth money. And at the end of the day, whoever has those kids have access to money. And I just think it was a little strange. If you go back, if you saw the interview that she did right after he died with Oprah,
mm-hmm.
and all those grandkids that was living at the house, and the ex-former wife of Tito or whomever that was, like, why aren't all these kids living with their parents? Why is everybody talking about they working on their music career and their acting career and they living at the house with grandma?
Come on,
go live with your parents. I just think that's everybody trying to have access to the money. And if she went off to a spa in Arizona, it doesn't make sense to me why a judge would say the kids need to be temporarily in somebody else's custody because she called and sounded strange.
I mean, but his lawyers are still holding the purse strings right now.
Yeah.
So it's not like they just have, like, the money is sitting in mother's bank account.
Yes, but if mother makes the, for like how you said, mother, if mother makes the, if she can state the case that she needs some of Michael's money to do things for the kids or for the home for the kids, they will release money to her. But there are stipulations on how the money is to be used, I guess, until the kids get a certain age, and then they get, and then it turns over to them. So,
yeah, but anybody, then, but here's the thing. But then the backup person was not any of his brothers or sisters. It was actually Diana Ross. And they said that she wasn't called at any point in time. So how is it that if in his will, the second person, if anything was to happen to his mother, Diana Ross is now the caregiver of his children, how is it that now the judge has awarded the nephew to be their temporary guardian? What happened to Diana? Where's she at?
Diana probably don't want that headache.
Well, whether she wants it or not, it's in the will. I'm trying to see how you override the
wheel. She was at Maryville, and Maryville is a very good spa.
Oh, are you talking about the grandmother or are you talking about Diana Ross?
Yeah, she was at the spa in Arizona.
Okay. But that don't answer the question about Diana.
Listen, Diana ain't getting involved. When they ready for her, they'll call her.
But that's the point, that nobody ever called her, period. Like, all of this is going on, and they're saying that Diana hasn't been called. Even the judge said that. Like, that makes no sense.
Because, first of all of those family members know that if something happens to Catherine, that's why they're trying to get 34-year-old little Tito Jr. to get custody. He's filing paperwork to get permanent custody because Grandma can die at any moment. And if they call Diana, who has a much better chance of living a little bit longer, then the money bags go over there. Because if something happens to Grandma, a whole lot of people are going to be homeless and without. Because she's always had complete autonomy access to his money. Not just for the kids, but for the caretaking of her.
Just all interesting.
Yeah, but somebody need a spanking.
Did you say somebody need a spanking? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to borrow some ice cream money myself. That's all I need.
Interesting. It's all very interesting to me.
So did you see the video, apparently, of Janet Jackson taking the phone from Paris?
I did not. I was trying to look at it before the show, and I could not find it.
Okay.
Let me see if I can't get it real quick.
I read somewhere that Janet actually had a fight with a little girl.
Right, that's the video.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was like, why would Janet Jackson fight her niece? That it just sounds so crazy, so far-fetched.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
She didn't fight her. They said she went to swipe the phone out of her hand. Probably, first of all, saying, get your fast ass off Twitter and stop creating commotion.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, well, it's going to take a little bit longer for me to find what I was looking for. So Chick-fil-A has made its stance, its line in the ground, and said that it is standing firm on its anti-gay campaigns and will continue to donate to foundations that support biblical families. Does this mean that, for you guys, does this mean that you are no longer going to support Chick-fil-A?
I'll go first. I'm heterosexual. I'm going.
And to piggyback on that, do you think that everyone is taking this too far? Because there's literally campaigns out there that says, do not support Chick-fil-A anymore because, and there's a mayor of, what is it? I was reading it. I don't know.
He's an idiot.
I can't think of which mayor it was, but he said that he's not going to approve the Chick-fil-A being able to come into his district or what have you. Because they are not in support of the neighbors and people in the community. So my thing is, do you think that it's unfair?
Joey, you want to go? Jesus, I done said Joey did this and got me so revved up. First of all, I think it's stupid. Bigger than anything else, it's stupid. Everybody knows, just like Chick-fil-A chooses to be closed on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
because it is based, founded off of a religious organization. But if it wasn't or isn't, if it, you know, is or isn't, the fact of the matter is they have a right to make a choice and to take that stand. And what irritates the hell out of me is that people who don't take a stand for anything get mad when somebody else does and it doesn't agree with what they stand for. And if you don't want to go to Chick-fil-A, don't go. But I don't think any of us go to work and say, what is the bigger picture of this organization? What are you all doing behind the scenes? Let me get down into the nitty-gritty. And you're working with and for Ku Klux Klansmen. You know, many of us know that we've worked for and with people who are sending big pocket money to causes that we may not morally agree with,
mm-hmm.
to causes and people that may be in direct conflict with who we are, what we are, or that very well may be against us. And they have that right. Whether or not they support gay people or gay marriage, what does that have to do with a spicy chicken sandwich on Wheat Please Mustard Holders Hickles? Absolutely nothing. It's like, it's ridiculous. And like our the person is saying in the chat room, people are too sensitive. It's like anybody who says something, and right now it's just popular to support homosexuality. And I'm just like, it's not that big of a deal. They don't believe in gays, okay. Everybody don't believe in it, and it's okay.
Yeah, that's the thing that kills me. I'm gay, so everybody's supposed to be down with me now.
Yeah. There's people who don't like fat people. It's like people who don't like bald head people. Okay, I don't like gay people. Why does it have to be a big deal and an issue?
Right, and I mean, truth be told, when you walk into the Chick-fil-A, gay or straight, they are not going to ask you what your gender is or what team you got in for before they sell you that chicken sandwich or them nuggets. And if you're hungry, you ain't gonna really care. You're gonna get that food and you're gonna walk out there and you're just gonna keep it moving.
Yeah, but I think that the point, now mind you, let me go ahead and say, okay, I love me some Chick-fil-A. And I'm gonna continue to go to Chick-fil-A. And if you don't like it, I'm gonna go and have a Chick-fil-A sandwich in your honor. For the death of our friendship, and I'm going to move on to see another day. But I think what the people are saying is that, yes, you go into Chick-fil-A, no, they're not going to ask you if you're gay or straight. They're going to serve you, and they're going to provide you with the products that they have. But once you find out that they are not in support of your beliefs, then why would you go and continue to support it? Why would you give them business to go against what you stand for?
That's good chicken. And a waffle fries? What? Blazing. Delicious. I don't want to see my life without it. Not at all. Sorry.
I mean, but I'm even seeing, you know, people who are posting, who are, like, really upset with it, and so they have come up with the recipe for the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
What?
So for those of you who do not want to support Chick-fil-A anymore, you can now get the Chick-fil-A sandwich at home.
Well, first of all, the whole point in having Chick-fil-A is so that you can go there and eat out. So I don't think nobody's interested in the recipe, and I don't think y'all are going to get it right anyway, so that's a waste.
If you feel that strongly that you are going to boycott Chick-fil-A because they are not down with your views or what have you, then you might as well think about who you walking down the street with, riding the bus with, who you at the gas station with, who you in the hospital with, laid up next to you, just got hit by a car, who you share the hospital room with. All of that thing comes into play. And after a while, it's going to get so exhausting, you're just going to start not caring about a lot of stuff. You're going to start picking your battles. If you have nothing on your plate otherwise, and all you want to do is you want to sit at your job, at your cushy little job that gives you enough money to go spend at Chick-fil-A, but you don't want to go to Chick-fil-A because you're gay and they don't believe in you, then you don't have to go.
And I think to call him insensitive, to say that he's wrong, it's no more than the person that wants to say, I believe in gay marriage and I support it. You're making a choice. To say I don't believe in something, I don't support it, does not say I'm against you. It does not promote hate crimes. It does not say you're bad, you're evil, you're nasty. It says I disagree with that. It's no more than the person who says I disagree with people who cuss or people who drink or people who smoke cigarettes. I think it's wrong. I think you're killing yourself. I think you're doing harm to yourself. I think it's biblically wrong. And all he said, honestly, was, first of all, and this is what really irritates me, and this is why when, you know, the first thing we'll say is, well, why lie? Why did you lie? He was asked a question in an interview, and he answered it, that the company supports traditional biblical marriage, and he left no doubt about its opposition to gay marriage. Now, he is the CEO of that company, governed by a board of directors, and as we all know, it's founded on religious principles. That being said, he gave the right answer. He didn't say, even if he did, what his personal beliefs, the company supports traditional biblical marriage. Now, what does your company support? So for all of us Christians who go to church every Sunday and shout and go to Bible study and are so against it and can't believe that President Obama said what he said, the United States government that you work for supports gay marriage. Your health insurance carrier will let your gay coworker put their lover on the health insurance, but won't let you put your living boyfriend for the past 15 years on your health insurance. I ain't seen nobody with no resignation letter going to their job, good Christians, say sanctify, speaking in tongues with a mighty burning fire to run on and see what the end going to be.
You know what, Heather?
Say, I'm leaving this job because y'all supporting gay marriage and I don't believe in it. It's against the will of God and I will not work in here. But we're going to come against Chick-fil-A? Are you serious? God does not care about that. He ain't thinking about that. And Chick-fil-A, honest to goodness, is not going to lose a day's sleep because Jim Henson pulled their little Muppets campaign they was going to do in collaboration
Actually, Chick-fil-A pulled it. But they pulled it because it was a hazard.
Well,
and they're saying that it was a hazard, that the little kids are getting their fingers stuck in the holes and stuff like that, and so they pulled it.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought they were saying that Jim Henson, they pulled it because they were against this gay marriage. I'm just simply saying, let's stop being crazy and stupid because nobody is taking those kind of considerations. You don't know, you know, many people work for companies and don't know the bigger picture about what they, you don't know what, you know, I work for an organization, I've worked on Capitol Hill before, and imagine working for people that are giving big PAC money to companies and politicians and the like that are totally against you, what you believe, your freedoms, your thing. and you still work there because that's your job. That's what you're going to say, that's my job. And going to Chick-fil-A is a choice, and I bet you, my bottom dollar, that every gay person is not going to stop going to Chick-fil-A. And I'm sure I'll have some fallout from this comment, but I see way too many faggies on Facebook talking about how much they love that peach milkshake. That being said.
Oh, Heather.
Oh.
It's the truth.
Heather.
They'll still be going. So all of us straight folks who are just so appalled, go to Chick-fil-A.
Heather.
What? It's the truth.
Okay, but you didn't have to say, you have to be politically correct.
I was. And don't nobody in here say gay or homosexual. We all say faggies. At least every good black church girl I know.
No, I say gay.
No, well, I say faggies. With all the love that's in my heart, trust me. I'm not saying it derogatory.
She is going to make a public apology on Facebook.
No, I'm not either. That is my personal statement, and it is the truth. I refuse to apologize for it. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I know, and, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it negative. Like, I mean, I'm sure if somebody slid from the balcony, oh, look at those fags, that might be derogatory or mean, but I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying there are a lot of them who constantly talk about how much, oh, they love the peach milkshake. And y'all wouldn't have had the reaction y'all had if y'all didn't agree, because they do.
Wow.
And I mean, it's a lot of. It's the truth.
One of our chatters said that Chick-fil-A is just one of the many organizations that is anti-President Obama, and they're going to bash all things he stands for. I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, Chick-fil-A has been very, very true in their stand on being a Christian family and committed to operating their company with biblical principles. I don't think it has anything to do with President Obama or anything like that, that they're just going to be anti-Obama. I know someone who was actually looking to get a Chick-fil-A franchise, and one of the requirements is that they have a church affiliation, period. So they've always been very, this is how we do it. Ever since, when did the company start? Lost it. Can't think of it. Can't see when they started. But from when they started the company, it's always been about biblical principles and being closed on Sundays so that their employees could go to church on Sundays if they so choose to do so.
Heathens? I'm sorry. Who said that?
What did you say?
Heathens.
Well, no, I think, but see, there again, you know, I think it goes back to, allowing folks to be independent and be who they are. And when I say that, it's sort of like Chick-fil-A, like they're closed on Sunday. You can't make them be open. So if you want to own a franchise, you don't have the option of being open.
Right.
That's not part of the deal. And I think too many times we fall in the trap of trying to give so much freedom to where it infringes on what may be for that group. I mean, it's just like where there's an all-male, a couple of years ago, well, it was like a country club or golf club or something where it was only men, and they didn't even have the women reporters there to take, you know, the whole little sports and thing. And it's like, why do women need to be involved in that? I mean, like, why?
Because because this is the 21st century, Heather.
No, because 21st century.
I don't have
century,
to be in the kitchen anymore taking care of the kids.
No, you don't. But you
dinner.
Can go sit down somewhere. Yeah. But you can go sit down somewhere. Have something to yourself. Exclusion is not always bad.
Okay, but I like that. I like sports too.
Okay, then watch it on TV. They're showing.
But I want to be a part of the moment.
No. If it's a private club for men only, then that's what it should be, for men only. Because you know what? I bet you wouldn't like it if you was in the ladies' room in the mall and a man came in there and whipped out his penis. You
okay.
want that to yourself.
Well, I'm probably in a stall, so I'm not going to see him whipping out his penis, Heather.
But if he's at a urinal, you would.
Okay, but what is a urinal doing in a women's bathroom?
Exactly. So what is a woman doing in a male club? That's my point.
Whatever, Heather.
You always want all these freedoms, but y'all don't want to change no tires and pump no gas.
First of all, I can change gas and pump gas. Heather, have you ever pumped gas before?
No, because my brothers and my father do not allow it at all. And I birthed a boy, so that's a wrap.
Word up.
I haven't. What'd you say, Jeff?
I said word up.
Yeah, I just think, you know, ain't no woman trying to run out there. I mean, next week, what y'all going to be trying to do, play in the NFL?
There is, well, not the NFL, but there is a women's football team.
Yeah, crazies.
Why do they have to be, why do they have
because
to be crazy?
I just think some things ought to be in their proper place and some things ought to be allowed to be. And just like you're allowed to be gay, you should be allowed not to be. And just like you're allowed to love gay marriage and support it, you should be allowed to not love it and not support it.
I think
just like you should have the right to choose to have an abortion, you should have the right to choose not to have one.
I think that's where some of the frustration comes when it's, if you're not, like, say for instance, okay, everybody is jumping on this bandwagon of supporting gay marriages and all of this kinds of stuff, but then it's like, okay, so if I say that I don't support it, then I'm totally wrong, everything should be taken away from me, but I'm just standing up just like you did.
Right.
I mean, where do you draw the line?
But that's why we as people and as society and a community have to start right within our inner circle to stop doing that. To stop saying because someone has opposing views, it does not call for a protest, a stop doing business, a halt. Because you know what? If we really felt that way about it, why hasn't nobody decided, okay, let's do a halt on gas? But you know why? Because that's going to inconvenience us too much. But we'd rather point the finger and put the mirror light on someone else and inconvenience them. Stop buying gas. Walk, carpool, ride metro.
You know how far my job is from here?
Do you know how far it was back then when they did the bus boycotts, when people
that's
didn't even have cars like
the
that?
The Lord did not birth me during those times.
Exactly, because them women walked, they got on buses, they said, we're going to use one car this week, and it's going to make 20 trips. But see, y'all ain't going to do that because you ain't going to get up early enough so everybody can be on time for work.
That would
I can
mean
drive
I was
my own
get
car,
up
so
four.
I can be on time. Yes, ma'am, that's what it would mean.
I already do that by myself, and I already have trouble getting to work.
Yep, see?
Yeah. Okay. Now, we have been talking about the current events, and I know that you guys are out there listening, and I also know that you have some comments, questions, concerns, or what have you. So please do call in. We still got about a good 20, well, almost 30 minutes left in the show. You can call us at 760-683-2662. Now, those were the three main things that are current as far as I know. Are there any other current events that you guys would like to discuss?
How about the Octomom and her stripping or getting into porn? What do you think about that?
Are you serious?
I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Hey, get it, girl.
You think it's wonderful?
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
Do what you gotta do.
She has children to feed, and you know I have put any pennies in an envelope.
And you're right.
And send them across town. And so
well,
I believe she ought to do exactly what she needs to do.
If she's getting any type of government assistance, I have
she's
put a
not.
Penny in a bag.
She's not.
None. Absolutely none.
Mm-mm.
Are you for sure, Heather?
I'm positive.
I'm not. You didn't look at her records? You didn't talk to her?
No, you didn't see her when she was on Oprah. Oprah and Susie Orman have been working with her. And Susie Orman told her she needed to get an agent and get out there and do whatever she needed to do. And listen, People Magazine ain't interested. Ain't nobody bought her no Kate Plus 8 TV show. So if porn is the way for her to go and Playboy and Hugh Hefner got them pennies, take it off.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, but okay.
No, why not? First of all, there would be no money for her to make if there was not money there. See, that's what kills me. The first thing you say is you had all them babies, get a job and work. She got a job and she's working. Now you're going to be picky about the job she got?
Yes.
Who's not having sex? Everybody.
What are you laughing at?
You're looking at somebody. You're looking at somebody naked every day. Yourself. I'm trying to figure out what's the big deal. Because she can pay for you to look at her naked.
Deidre, ain't nobody you know got as many kids as the Octomom, and she's a single mom. Ain't nobody
no.
you know.
And trust me, when you have a child, when you have your child. You're going to say to self, whatever I have to do to make a way for this child, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I will be saying that, but I will not.
And like the preacher, and like
I'm
the preacher in my church says all the time,
money, make it rain, do what you got to
that's
do.
That's right.
No, man,
don't
I'm
act
not
like you ain't ever
that.
No, listen.
I'm not going to do that.
Hold up. You don't have kids, and I'm sure in your day,
Heather. I'm telling you.
You have done something a little strange for some change.
I ain't done nothing strange for no change, first of all. And I said it once and I'll say it again.
You didn't drop it
not,
like it's hot to get a lot.
I will not be dropping it hot. I will be working wherever I need to work. That is acceptable to Deidre, which will not
that's
be.
That's right.
Which will
okay,
not
but
be
Deidre,
any sexual
Deidre.
Industries or anything
but
like
let me say
that.
This to you.
It's not gonna happen.
Let me say this to you. That very well may work for you and your one or two kids, but acceptable to you. It's not like she doesn't have a standard. See, my thing is, let's stop acting like strippers. Porn stars and the like do not have legitimate jobs. People invest big money in that industry. And people spend a lot of time with that kind of material. And I'm not talking about folks who are just addicted. I'm not talking about sinners. I'm not talking about crazy people. It is a business. It is a legitimate industry. She's not going to get something that, quote, unquote, meets the standard that's going to pay enough for her to do it and pay for child care for some 10 children, and pay for health care for some 10 children, and pay for living for some 10 children, and pay for food for some 10 children, and children with special needs. It's not going to happen. And trust me, one thing for sure and for certain, it is quick, it is fast, and it is plentiful money.
Just because it's quick and easy money don't mean you should do it. That's almost just like saying,
No, Heather,
it's almost like you're saying, you know, I got 8 kids to raise, so let me get out here on the street, and I'm going to go ahead and sell these drugs. That's quick money.
No, you know what the difference is?
What's the difference?
One is illegal. One is illegal and one isn't.
Thank you.
One is illegal and one isn't. And who doesn't want quick, fast money? Because you know what? You get quick, fast money, you know how? Because you have every other Monday off. Make your 2 weeks go quicker and faster, and you get paid every 2 weeks.
Sometimes you got to put in work.
Yeah, and she is putting in work, trust me.
And so I'm going to take my Chick-fil-A stand and say, no, I do not.
No, say no, it's not for you. It's not for you.
Okay, it's not for me, and he asked me what my opinion is, so I'm telling you.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, but she's not wrong, and she's doing the right thing. No, she's not.
Get a real job.
You say you don't agree, but she's not wrong.
It's wrong.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
It's not wrong.
Yes.
See, that's the problem right there. You see it, Joey? I mean, Jeff, it's right there.
I see it because I see it. I just need to.
We just gonna call her wrong because I don't agree with what she's doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But listen, what am I gonna do to help her? What am I gonna do to help her? Nothing but call her wrong. What am I gonna do to change it so she's not in that situation? Nothing but call her wrong.
I don't have access to her.
Yes, you do.
I could be helping her get a job.
You sure could, and you could do some babysitting on the weekend.
You could
do a whole lot.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's
but
a
she
negative.
Could go work at Chick-fil-A.
No, that's a negative.
See?
I'll help you get a job.
Let her move in with you.
Okay, Heather, I think you're taking it a little bit too far.
No, I'm not.
There are things that can be done.
Yes, there are things that can be done, and what I'm saying is that it sounds like I'm taking it too far, but I'm saying what you're doing right now is what we all do every day, and that is sit from afar off, assess somebody else's situation, make a ruling on it, do nothing to change it,
okay,
but put a label on it.
Give me her phone number. I'll call her up. Find out what's on her resume, and see what we can do about getting her another job.
Deidre, what job could you possibly get the Octomom?
I have no idea. I don't know what her skill sets. I do know she's very good at laying down and having sex. I do know that.
No, you don't, because she didn't have sex to have them babies. She got planted. She got planted. It was planted in her.
That's true. That was true. That was out of line. Okay. I'll take that.
But listen, there those of y'all without no kids who good at laying down, too.
Okay, and guess what? We got decent jobs.
So what?
And so she can, too.
But she has a decent job.
I mean, with her fame and the people who know her, who know that she has 8 kids, and she put herself out there and says, hey, you know, I could get on the pole. But I have other things that I can do.
First of all, she's very intelligent.
She could have been out there like that dude out there talking about, I got an incredible voice. I just need a chance.
And you see where his chance got him. How many albums did he put out, and how many have been sold? None. And then if he puts out an album, how many of us are really going to buy it? None.
Well, see, but he ain't no singer. He's a talk show host. I mean, he's a radio
And are you watching his
person.
Show? He's doing the old radio show that he used to do that is not syndicated. It's right there in that one little city in town.
He getting paid.
Okay, but it's only him that he got to take care of. It's only him he got to take care of. And he living with his daughter.
Oh, who he living with?
So he ain't got her. It don't match up. He doesn't have the same issues that she has. And I'm saying to you, don't tell me you're going to help her get a job, because there ain't no job that you can help her get that's going to pay for child care for 10 kids.
Who knows, Heather? The government, if she gets a
job, I
got
one, and I know how much I make. The government, let me say this to you, the government is going to give someone what they give them. And the last time I checked, the government was paying about $85 a week for a child. She got 10. Now, you tell me what licensed provider, when they can charge someone $400 to $500 a week.
School. Aren't they in school by now?
They got to get before and after care.
Okay. So there are programs within the federal government that help.
Yeah, but you tell me what program is going to take her children for totally free, and the government does not pay full, and when they do, you got to be able to get them there, you got to have them there, she has special needs, she don't have time to drop three off here, this one for before here, that one for after care, the baby's here, this one that way. No. The woman does not have it. And I'm saying, say they take care of child
care. Okay, so who is watching her
kids
when she on the pole then? If she don't have time.
She's not on the pole. She's shooting videos, taking pictures. Mm. And I'm saying I can put them to sleep and get a sex act in for about an hour.
One of the chatters said that I'm being real judgmental about Octomom, and all
you
I'm
are.
Saying, I'm not being judgmental. I'm just saying that you can find another job, period.
No.
That's all I'm
she
saying.
She could find another job, but she needs another job that's going to give her the resources that match
and
her needs.
And how do you know that another job couldn't do that for her? Well,
it
you
can.
Don't, because she's not looking for one.
No, she doesn't have the skill set. She ain't going to be the president
how do you
of
know?
Verizon. She's
how
not going to be
know?
The president of Verizon, sweetie.
Huh?
She's not going to be the president of Verizon.
I didn't say she was going to be the president of Verizon.
Okay, and I'm saying
just,
in order
I mean, just
for
because
her,
there are plenty of jobs
her,
out there that she can work
are,
and she can take care
are.
Of all of them kids that she has.
No, there is not. Not with my skill sets. When my skill sets do not match that, I cannot do that. That's
okay, but what are her
Sally,
skill sets?
That's just like Sally Jane. Let me finish.
What are her,
Sally
what are her
Jane.
Skill sets?
Just like Sally Jane over in Southeast, who started having babies when she was 15.
Okay, but again, what are her skill sets?
Let me finish. Let me finish. Who has a GED? It's no need in me thinking she's going to do anything more than receptionist, Walmart, maybe the mailroom, possibly Metro bus driver.
Why are you giving her such low-income jobs? She may be very talented. She may be
she's
a very good administrative person. I don't know what her skill sets are. I'm just saying that there are other jobs that she could be looking out for. That's
I mean,
all I'm saying.
What if that's not what she wants? What if that's not what she wants? What if she wants to be a stripper?
Period. Period. Plain and simple. And you're my friend, so I can say this, and hopefully this will shut up the judgmental Indra. Octomom will, she will become CEO of Octomom Enterprises. She will market
exactly.
herself accordingly, and she will use what she has to get what she wants. Her skill set is what it is. Deidre, if you can work magic with it, you could, but she's going to go a route that you will not be able to match her dollar value. There's nothing that you could possibly do to match it. She's going to do it her way, and that's that. So you can be Deidre, you can say all of that about this woman or whatever, but when reality sets in, If you can prove to anybody else that you helped anybody like Octomom, then you have something to stand on.
What is your opinion on the whole Octomom doing porn and all of this kind of stuff? She can find another job, but now I'm being berated and saying I'm being judgmental. Really? Get the hell out of here with that. I'm just saying there are other options out there. There are other people who may have an Octomom situation, but they're out there grinding, taking care of their kids. And I'm just saying that there are other opportunities out there, period.
There are other opportunities out there. They're not necessarily feasible for her situation, but if they are, let me finish.
I'm making an assumption on her life or making a judgment call or I'm being closed-minded. So are you guys.
No. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I did not say you're making any assumptions. I didn't say you're being closed-minded. I said you're putting a label on her and you're calling something wrong that isn't wrong. You don't agree with it. It's not for you. It wouldn't be your choice, but it does not make her wrong. And what I'm saying to you is wake up and smell the lovely coffee that with 10-plus kids, because I think she already had 4 or ever how many, and then she had 8 more, with 12 children and expenses, call it the easy way, the shortcut, whatever you want to call it. She needs to make money, and she needs to make money fast. And sitting behind your desk answering your phone, being your social worker, being your attorney at $400 an hour, that's not her skill set. So within her skill sets, because she does have degrees, she's an intelligent person, she has a master's, she could be a psychologist, but what your little Blue Cross Blue Shield would pay her for an hour appointment isn't going to quite cut it for her expenses. So if her determination is to strip, to do porn, or to take naked pictures for Playboy, and that gets her $2 million, go for it. She's no wrong for that. Then you or I determining who and where we're going to work and how we're going to make our money. Because rest assured, that if need be, and that's a decision that I make, I'm going to shoot pictures for Hugh Hefner, and I'm going to come to church Sunday and sit by you and tell the Lord thank you when I put my tithe offering in the basket. And I'm not going to be no less Heather, a Christian, or anything else because I took a picture in the nude. Now, it may be wrong for you to do, but it's not wrong that she's doing it. That's all I'm saying. And I know you. You will go to some depths and some lengths to provide for yourself and for your family. If you had to do something, you would finagle. We've all robbed Peter to pay Paul. It's the same scenario. I'm going to do what I got to do what I want to do or what I need to do. So I'm not bashing you. And I wasn't even necessarily calling you judgmental. I'm just saying don't call her wrong. The same way we don't want folks, you don't want me to say faggy, and I needed to do a public apology. Why? And you know, when I finish dropping these pounds, you might see me on the cover or something.
Oh. Lord.
We might have an amongst friends layout.
What? I will be right here.
Did you act like she never snapped the picture in that bathroom mirror and sent it to somebody over a text message? And that was for free. Oh, gosh, this chat room here. You want me to tell them to stop calling you judgmental, Deidre?
Actually, I don't care. Because just like you ain't changing your views on calling folks faggies, she's still wrong. But that's that. And whatever people keep popping up in my chat saying to me, let me tell you this. I don't care. How about that? Heather has her opinion. Jeff has his opinion. And guess what? Deidre does too. I'm not defensive. I just have an opinion, and I've stated it. How about that? And nobody is saying that she's the scourge of the earth for doing what she has to do. I'm saying she could choose another job. That's all I'm saying. So get over it. Now, if you would like to call in and voice your opinion, you're free to do so. And guess what? You can call 760-683-2662. We still have about 10 more minutes where you can press 1 and get in on the conversation. How about that? Let's do that. Let me give you that number again. 760-683-2662. Matter of fact, I dare you. I double dog dare you. Call in. Let the switchboard light up. You got 9 minutes.
That's something else.
These are my friends.
Well, okay, so I'm going to throw something out there. I can ask y'all.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Would you go to a church that had a gay pastor?
Yeah, that's going to be a no. I'm just going to say no.
Wow. I'd have to go see that at least once. I'd have to go see that once.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be enough.
Wow. It's a brand new day.
It sure is.
When the sun comes up in that congregation, I know you hear that joint from the Lion King.
You are so stupid, Joe.
Yo, the congregation. That is a definite brand new day. Heather, do you actually know of a church like that?
Yeah, I do. Well, let me ask y'all about this. This has been something that has irritated me. I hate that I'm even getting ready to talk about this because it irritates me so much. The whole Penn State debacle. Like, was it really necessary to remove the statue?
No, That man did what he did. He didn't have, I'm quite sure he's had employees left and right that worked with him on his staff that have come and go. He probably fired a couple of people. And because he fired a couple of people for maybe like stealing one too many towels, you know, maybe smelling the jock straps or something, something crazy. That doesn't stain his record, what he did for the school, what he did to uplift the kids there and all of that. I mean, and I know him firing people for that is not the same thing or not even the same magnitude as it was the assistant coach, right?
Right.
Right, but that does not tarnish him. In that same light,
then you
take it down. I don't
get
this
shit up. Yeah, I just think it is a whole bunch of overkill in the worst kind of way. You know, the biggest thing for me is I am very glad, and I know this is going to probably sound strange. I'm very glad that he is just at rest in death and not here to have to sit up under the scrutiny that's coming upon him, because I think many times, you know, the expectation is that in retrospect or now everybody wants to say, well, he should have done this, he should have done that. No, he did what he should have done, went and reported it to the authorities, and he did that. But at the same time, it's almost as if you have to remember the relationship, and you come in and tell me a dear friend of mine, somebody that I've known forever and a day, has done something so heinous, or you saw them in the shower together, your first thoughts are, what's going on? You know, well, what did you see? Are you sure? And then you just go and say, okay, this is what I was told that they saw, and you're told an investigation is taking place and y'all taking care of it and move on. That's not something that two grown football-y men discuss. And I don't think, you know, I see what you're saying, Chatter, but no, they're not suffering. Because people who are suffering can find a remedy for their suffrage. And I'm not saying that anybody who was abused, Joe Paterno didn't abuse them, and he didn't perpetuate their abuse. So to say his
but I think that it, the what they did was to teach other schools a lesson.
No, what they're doing, it's not to teach anybody a lesson. Let me tell you something. This is what you found out about. That's just like when two or three people came forth in the Catholic Church and how it has keep coming up and coming up and coming up. It is a bigger issue. And I'm saying you're never going to resolve it, because taking a statue down, giving them a $60 million fine, what they call themselves doing is trying to put an X on everybody who could have had remotely anything to do with this and say, ooh, 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 bad you. Instead of saying, ooh, 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 bad you, Sandusky, liking to touch little boys, ooh, 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 bad you, parents who weren't parenting your child but letting them loose to the reins of someone else, ooh, 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 bad you, society that tear people down and push them into the arms of such foolishness. Because I think parents who turn their children over to coaches and let them become sub-parents and all of that, and you're not paying attention and watching, something is wrong with you. As a mother of a boy who plays in a sport, we are very adamant about being at practice. Yeah, we may need you to drop them off at home, but if practice is over at 8:05, we're calling the coach. Are y'all on y'all way? Okay, we know how many minutes it takes to get up the hill to the house. 8:15, Avery, you in the house? And my conversation to this day to my 12-year-old, did anybody touch you? Did anybody say anything inappropriate? Where'd you get that money from? Who gave you a popsicle? Who gave you a lollipop? No, you don't accept things like that from people. Oh, Mr. So-and-so said he was giving us popsicles for being good. Tell Mr. So-and-so, no, thank you. And I'm saying that no, it is no one remedy. Yes, you can have an impression on kids. Maybe they thought if they did it, they would get something this. And I'm not saying it takes anything away from the crime that was committed against them. But to some extent, we have to draw the line. And, I mean, look at it. It's like, What are we really accomplishing by removing a statue and giving them fines? Does it say the next time something happens on your campus, make a big stink out of it and have a big publicity thing and let everybody know and throw the person out the door immediately? What does any of that do to change what happened? And clearly he didn't stop.
Well, Well, that was because nobody was stopping him. Everybody was turning a blind eye.
Okay, but no, everybody wasn't turning a blind eye.
Well, but they were.
So you mean to tell me he just got all of these kids and convinced them to keep coming back for more? And the other one didn't tell because they was waiting for the other one to tell?
Yep. But we could go on and we could talk about this on and on. However, we are now at the end of our call. We appreciate the comments. We appreciate your calls and your texts and all of those good things. So join us back here again on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and join in on the conversation. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.